أربعة للبودكاست.
One of the top questions I receive usually from my followers on social media as a professional coach and soft skills expert is how to prioritize business tasks, ideas, to-dos, and money as an entrepreneur or a business owner, even in our daily life. Hello, this is Hanin Dahri and welcome to Skill Up Startup Podcast produced by Arba Network for Podcasts. To-do lists, lifesavers or stress triggers. The truth is they can be either, depending on your approach. To make it a lifesaver, a perfect task prioritization is important. But with countless responsibilities vying for our attention, knowing how to prioritize can make the difference between success and chaos. Focusing on the right tasks at the right time can maintain a clear direction and achieve a balanced approach to your work, business, and personal life. In this episode, we will walk you through the world of task prioritization techniques as a strategic skill in our personal and professional life. We will explore different powerful methods to help you identify the most important tasks, eliminate distraction, and finally achieve the optimum state of productivity. Let's get started. A prioritization is the process of making informed decisions about the order of completing tasks based on factors like importance and due dates. But prioritization techniques aren't limited to regaining control over workplace tasks. They are also useful for managing competing priorities from your family, friends, and even that part of your brain that's always on the lookout for side projects. So, task prioritization is a critical skill for effective time management. Yet many of us find it challenging to master. The struggle to prioritize tasks stems from several underlying factors. Overwhelming task list, lack of clear goals, urgency, importance, emotional biases. Emotion play a significant role in how we prioritize tasks. In fact, we might favor tasks we enjoy or those that seem less challenging, avoiding tasks that are more critical but less appealing. This emotional bias can hinder our prioritization efforts, leading to procrastination on important tasks, distraction, and interruptions. So, with the right prioritization techniques, you can manage your workload more efficiently, reduce stress, and ensure that you are always focusing on the tasks that matter most. Now, we will explore many effective task prioritization techniques that can transform the way you handle your daily responsibilities. The first one, the priority matrix technique, which involves organizing your tasks into a four-quadrant matrix, using X and Y axis to represent different values. The x-axis and y-axis each denote a specific criteria, allowing you to assess tasks based on these values. Consequently, each quadrant of the matrix signifies priority levels determined by the assigned criteria. Second, the Eisenhower matrix is task prioritization techniques, which offers a structured approach to manage tasks by dividing them into four quadrants based on their urgency and importance. With these methods, the x-axis denotes urgency, while the y-axis represents importance. This arrangement results in four distinct categories, each guiding you on where to focus your effort. Important but not urgent, important and urgent but not important, and not urgent or important. To use the Eisenhower matrix effectively, assess each task based on its urgency and importance. Then place it in the corresponding quadrant. By doing so, you gain clarity on which tasks deserve your immediate attention, which can be scheduled for later, and which can be delegated or eliminated altogether. The third technique is Moscow prioritization methods, which simplifies task prioritization by categorizing every item on your to-do list into one of four categories. M, must do, which is these tasks are non-negotiable, they must be completed. S, should do, while important, S tasks have a lower priority than M tasks. C, could do, these tasks are optional but desirable. W, won't do, these tasks are unnecessary or unimportant. So, once you have allocated each task, remove the W tasks to streamline your list. Then focus your efforts on completing M tasks first, followed by S tasks. If time permits, do C tasks afterwards. This method allows you to prioritize effectively and concentrate on tasks that align with your goal and priorities. We continue with another method, which ABCDE methods, which was popularized by Brian Tracy in his book Eat That Frog, and provides a structured approach to task prioritization. Much like the Moscow technique, it involves categorizing tasks into five distinct categories. A tasks, B tasks, C tasks, D tasks, and E tasks. For the A tasks, they are your top priorities, tasks that must be completed. B tasks are important, but are secondary to the A tasks. However, the C tasks that would be needed to accomplish but are not critical. D tasks are suitable for the delegation to others, and E tasks can be eliminated altogether. Expanding on the Moscow method, the ABCDE approach emphasizes not only identifying tasks to be done, but also delegating tasks to others and eliminating non-essential ones. These are some prioritization techniques. There is more and more, such as the 80-20 rule, the IVY Lee method, and so on. You need only to choose one method and to apply it on your personal and professional life. And what about prioritizing tasks for teams? Now, if you are working on a larger scale, it's better to use some other task prioritization techniques, such as Kanon model, weighted shortest job first, RISE scoring model. Try to have some research about those techniques, which are important and essential, especially on team management. The question here is how to pick the right task prioritization technique. In fact, selecting the right task prioritization technique can significantly enhance your productivity and ensure that your efforts are aligned with your goals. With various methods available, it's essential to choose one that best suits your specific needs and contexts. So, next I will give you a magical receipt to choose the right technique. So, stay tuned. So, you should start by identifying the primary objectives and scope of your tasks. Are you managing personal tasks, team projects, new business tasks, or large-scale organizational initiatives? Different scales and contexts require different approaches. Then, you try to evaluate the nature of your tasks. Consider the characteristics of your tasks. Are they customer-facing features, internal improvement, or strategic initiatives? Techniques like the Kanon model are excellent for customer-centric tasks, while WSGF is better suited for agile project management. Next, you determine the resources available to you, such as time, budget, and manpower. Techniques like the RISE scoring model are valuable when you need to consider multiple dimensions, such as reach, impact, confidence, and effort. Then, the next step, you should align the prioritization technique with your existing workflow. For example, if you follow agile methodologies, WSGF integrates seamlessly into your sprint planning process. If your focus is on product development and customer satisfaction, the Kanon model might be more appropriate. And to be open to adapting and combining techniques, sometimes an hybrid approach may work best. For instance, you might use the RISE scoring model to prioritize strategic initiatives and the Kanon model for customer-driven feature development. Finally, you should regularly review the effectiveness of the chosen technique and be prepared to iterate. The dynamic nature of work environments means that the best technique today might need adjustment tomorrow. By carefully considering these factors, you can select the most suitable task prioritization technique for your needs, ensuring that your efforts are focused on the tasks that will yield the highest impact and drive you closer to your goals. So, to conclude, mastering task prioritization techniques is essential for achieving productivity and success in both personal and professional endeavors. Remember, the key to effective task prioritization lies in understanding your objectives, evaluating the nature of your tasks, and aligning the right technique with your workflow. Incorporate these task prioritization techniques into your daily routine to navigate your to-do list with confidence and clarity. With the right method in place, you will be well equipped to tackle your most important tasks and make significant strides toward your goals. Thanks a lot for listening. That's all for this episode. If you enjoyed it and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram, Hanin Zahri, as well as you can follow Arba'a Podcasts. Thanks again. Me, Hanin Zahri, was with you in preparing and presenting this episode, proofreading, directing, and sound engineering by Mr. Ahmed Meher. See you next time. Bye-bye.